Welcome to episode one of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. You can find us here each weekday sharing biblical truth designed to help you find hope, meaning, and fulfillment in life.
Welcome to episode 100 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. We began this podcast in November of 2020, in the middle of a global pandemic. Our goal was to bring you biblically inspired truth 10 minutes a day, each weekday, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Thank you for supporting our ministry by listening to this episode. Welcome to episode 500 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Welcome to episode 1000 of the 1010 Thrive podcast.
Today, we will air part one of a special two-part celebration of our 1000th episode.
1010 Thrive Ministries broadcast the first episode on November 2nd, 2020.
We have come a long way since then.
We have explored 50 books of the Bible in 50 weeks.
We have searched for Jesus in every book of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
We have shared monologues from the perspective of characters in the Easter story.
But our premise remains the same.
We want to remind you that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Not just tomorrow, but today.
And so we open the Bible today, as we have been doing for almost 4 years. The number 1000 carries deep significance throughout Scripture, symbolizing completeness, divine sovereignty, and the fulfillment of God's ultimate plan. From the blessings of 1,000 generations to the prophetic vision of the millennium, this number invites us to reflect on God's eternal nature, His redemptive work, and His final victory over sin. One of the key verses that brings this number to the forefront is found in 2 Peter 3, verse 8. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. This passage highlights God's timelessness and invites us to view history and the future from His eternal perspective. For God, time is not a limiting factor. His plans unfold according to His divine will. This should bring us comfort, especially when we are tempted to think that God's promises are delayed or forgotten. This verse also reminds us that God's timing is perfect in the grand scheme of salvation history. The biblical timeline, including the prophetic periods outlined in Daniel and Revelation, moves toward its ultimate culmination, and God's promises will be fulfilled exactly as planned. Deuteronomy 7, verse 9 says, "Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments." Here, the number 1,000 symbolizes the vastness of God's mercy and the boundlessness of His faithfulness. It reminds us that God's promises are not only for the present moment, but extend far into the future, touching generations yet unborn. From a practical perspective, this passage calls us to live lives of obedience and faithfulness, knowing that the choices we make today can have ripple effects on future generations. Perhaps the most significant use of the number 1,000 in the Bible comes from the book of Revelation, where it describes the millennium, a 1,000-year period that follows Christ's second coming. Revelation 20, verse 6 says, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. After Christ returns, the righteous dead are resurrected, and they, along with the living saints, are taken to heaven to reign with Christ for 1,000 years. During this time, the earth is desolate and Satan is bound, unable to deceive the nations any longer. This period is not only a time of rest for the saints, but also a time of judgment, as they review the records of those who are lost and understand the justice of God's decisions. The millennium is crucial because it answers one of the deepest questions of the human heart. How can a loving God allow suffering? The millennium provides a time for the redeemed to see the full picture of God's justice and mercy. During this period, they will have the opportunity to understand why some are saved and others are lost, ultimately affirming that God's judgment is righteous and fair. This period is a demonstration of God's transparency and fairness. Psalm 50, verse 10 mentions that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, illustrating his ownership of all creation, not limited to just 1,000 hills, but expressing his sovereignty over everything. It serves as a reminder that everything in the world belongs to our Heavenly Father, underscoring his boundless provision and authority. The psalmist also wrote in Psalm 84, verse 10, "For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness." This beautiful passage captures the heart of the Christian longing for the eternal kingdom. The 1,000 years of the millennium are just a prelude to the eternity that awaits the redeemed. This verse reminds us that no amount of earthly pleasure or wealth can compare to the joy of being in God's presence. We are called to live with this eternal perspective in mind. We know that this world is not our final home, and the promise of eternity with God far outweighs the temporary struggles and trials we face in this life. Just as the psalmist longed to dwell in God's courts, we too must cultivate that same longing for God's presence in our lives, knowing that the ultimate fulfillment of that desire will be realized in the new heavens and the new earth. The 1,000 years of the millennium are just the beginning. After the millennium, Revelation 21, verse 1 describes the creation of a new heaven and a new earth, where God will dwell with his people forever. "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." This marks the ultimate fulfillment of God's promise to restore what was lost through sin. The number 1,000, while symbolizing completeness, points forward to an eternity that stretches beyond human comprehension. This new creation is not simply a return to Eden, but a glorified and perfected world where there will be no more death, pain, or suffering. It is the culmination of God's plan for humanity, where the redeemed will live in perfect harmony with their Creator and with one another. The 1,000-year reign of Christ is a bridge between the fallen world we live in now and the eternal kingdom of righteousness that is to come. The number 1,000 invites us to reflect on the vastness of God's plan and his faithfulness throughout history. Whether it is the promise of blessings to 1,000 generations, the timelessness of God's perspective, or the prophetic vision of the millennium, we are reminded that God's purposes are far greater than our present circumstances. As Christians, we are called to live with an awareness of the eternal, knowing that our present lives are part of a larger narrative that will culminate in the restoration of all things. The 1,000 years of the millennium offer us a glimpse of God's ultimate justice and mercy. They assure us that every wrong will be made right, every question will be answered, and every tear will be wiped away. But even more than that, the number 1,000 points us to the eternity that lies beyond. In this life, we are called to throw off everything that hinders and run the race with perseverance, knowing that the reward awaiting us is far greater than anything this world can offer. Let us live each day in the light of that eternal hope, remembering that our God is faithful, his kingdom is unshakable, and his promises are sure. 1,000 years in his presence will be just the beginning of an eternity spent with the one who loved us enough to give his life for us. May we live in joyful anticipation of that day when we will dwell with him forever. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness across 1,000 generations and for the promise of eternity with you. Help us to throw off everything that hinders our walk with you and to live with an eternal perspective, trusting in your perfect plan. May we always find strength and hope in the assurance of your promises as we look forward to the day when we will be with you forever.
Tune in on Sunday for a bonus episode that celebrates our airing of 1,000 episodes.
And since 2020, we have urged you to remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.